Hello, and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you all. Erasmus Podcast. Hello. Erasmus Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. I am Faustus, and I will be today's host.
Hi, my name is Matilda. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Portugal. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hi, guys. I'm Tobias from Germany. I'm 18 years old.
Hey, I'm Malia. I'm from Greece, and I'm 15.
Nice to meet you all. Okay, so the first question we have is, in your opinion, should migrants have the same rights that people who have been born in the country where they emigrated?
Who wants to answer? Let me think about it.
Who wants to answer can answer first. Yeah.
So, should I answer?
Yeah,
if you
sure.
Want to.
All right. So, yeah, of course I think so. Because people have been protesting so many years for equality. So if they didn't, it would be like they throw all this stuff away. And at the end of the day, they are all humans and they should treat each other equally because we're the same.
Excellent. Does anyone else want to answer the same question or shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay. So, do you think that immigrants usually want to get used to the customs of the country where they emigrated?
Does anyone want to answer? Can I answer?
You can answer, yes, of course.
In my opinion, let me read. Okay, yeah. In my opinion, wait, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I think not, because when an immigrant goes to other countries, they don't have to abandon their culture and their religion and that stuff, because we are who we are, and we just have to pay attention and base things like presenting to someone with two kisses or a shake and that stuff.
So you think they don't want to accustom to those traditions?
Yeah, I think.
But do you think they should?
No.
Why?
Because, I said before, if I go to other country, running from mine, I want to be myself in that country.
But what if you move to another country just to be there? I think, in my opinion, you should learn their customs and maybe learn what they do to feel closer to them. And not if you wanted to be yourself, you could just, I don't know, live in your own country.
Sure. If I'm going to travel to another country, I will go to find out more about that country.
Wait, but you could just adjust to that country and still keep your own traditions and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an option as well. Okay, moving on. Do you think that immigrants come to countries because they have problem in their own countries or simply because they want to?
I think there are both cases. So immigrants and people that would just want to live in that country. So I would be totally fine with both. Yeah, and how we already said, they have to immigrate and accept our culture.
Excellent. Moving on. Do you think immigrants are well treated in your own country?
To be honest, it depends on the person, because some people are open-minded about this stuff and treat them equally, whereas there are other people who view them as something that is going to ruin the country. So yeah, it depends on the person.
I think it depends also in the country. In Portugal, we accept all kind of people, and in your country, that might not be the same, I guess. It depends of the country.
You mean the people of the country?
Yes,
the people.
Yeah.
The country.
People.
Yeah. Anyone has anything else to say? Okay. Do you think that xenophobia can be justified?
I think not, because we all have to accept each other. And with xenophobia, it's just a shame that it exists in our world.
No, you don't agree?
No.
That it can't be justified.
I don't agree with xenophobia.
Yeah.
Right.
And what would you do if you saw xenophobia in your school?
I'll punch the person in the face.
I think you should just try to educate them on this problem or whatever you call it, so they could become better at it and try and view things as the other person and maybe accept them.
That's better.
Okay. Imagine, how do people feel when they emigrate to other countries?
I think, first of all, it would be very weird and hard to immigrate, because anybody else want to answer?
I could try.
So, if I were an immigrant, I would feel different and like I've been put aside, different from everyone, and lost, very lost. And I will try to meet people, learn the language and the basic stuff to survive in that place.
Well, for this question, I can also answer, because, well, I'm Lithuanian, but I have lived in Portugal for around 8 years. And what I can say is that when you move to another country, you're definitely out of your comfort zone. So you should maybe start learning what the people in that country are also learning. For example, I had to learn Portuguese to be able to communicate, because in my school, I was still in primary school, I think second year, there wasn't anyone except for some teachers that knew English, so I had to adapt. Also, the people in the country make a big influence on you. If I wouldn't have made the friends that I did, I would have probably moved out of Portugal a long time ago. But I think it's definitely good to have friends and learn what they're also learning. Okay, moving on. Why do adults discriminate immigrants because of their skin color and children don't?
I think it's because of the stereotypes that exist in this world. Sorry, I'm sick. So, I think it's because of the stereotypes that exist in this world. Like, when you see a man with that stuff in their head, I don't know what it's called.
The Jewish people or the Muslims?
Arabic people.
Oh, yeah.
With the things in his head. For example, when you see a person like that, an Arabic person coming towards you, you would think like, oh my God, he is going to explode, and terrorism, and that kind of stuff that it's harsh, and yeah.
So you think that most adult people generalize that if some people from that culture do bad things, then all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's why we should educate our kids to not listen to the stereotypes and just accept everyone as they are.
Excellent. Is your country free of xenophobia feelings?
No.
Greece, totally not.
I think any country, no country is free of xenophobia.
Do you think your country is doesn't have as much as some others?
I don't know. I don't know the other countries. So,
well, in Greece they're trying to help, but again, there are other people who are trying to stop them. Like the previous day, they were going to move some immigrants from another place to another, and people were trying to stop it. But we have also seen other times where they would help the immigrants. So it's like half-half. It is and there it isn't. Yeah.
So in our country, in Germany, you can say that... how is it called again?
Xenophobia,
that there is xenophobia everywhere because you have like racist part in Germany and not racist part. And say like racist part, I say Saxon. It's a part in Germany, it's called like that. And there's very much xenophobia. So we can't generalize it.
And in Lithuania?
Well, I don't know, because Lithuania is not... a really good option for immigrants to go. I don't think they really have a definite opinion on that, because I don't think anyone like thinks about, oh, let's move to Lithuania. It's just mostly a country full of natives. And when I lived there, I very rarely saw people from different cultures, if at all.
Moving on.
Why do some people usually think that they are better than immigrants?
Maybe because in the beginning, immigrants have really problems with the language, so they can't really explain themselves, and so they maybe think they are more stupid, less cultivated. You say this word, yeah?
Less cultured, yeah. Anyone else?
Or maybe because of their economical situation, like... If you move to another country, you're obviously having some problems. Not all the times, but mostly. So maybe that's why they also think that. That's another reason.
Mathilde? Okay. And do you think that you are a xenophobic person?
No.
Totally not.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding, no.
Do you think people make enough effort to make xenophobia disappear?
Well, in my opinion, I think that there are efforts done to, you know, to reduce it, of course, but I'm pretty sure there could be done a lot of more stuff, so I don't think so. But yeah, they are happening, but I don't think enough.
I think you couldn't do more. I think we can't do enough effort, because then we wouldn't have to think about it. That's my opinion.
Mathilde? Anything?
What do you think?
Well, I think that it's definitely true that some people make effort to make xenophobia disappear, but there's always the other group that's full of xenophobic people that have and just don't like anyone else entering their group, so they just quote-unquote hate them.
But it's most of the time just the people that are not good educated, so
exactly,
yeah,
misinformed.
So I think we can't really help them, just hope that they leave one day.
And I think we should definitely start by educating the younger generations, because then in the future, they'll be educating the new, younger generation, and then every generation will be full of people that aren't xenophobic.
Open-minded.
Yeah. They aren't xenophobic and are open-minded, hopefully. So that's the end of the podcast, of the Erasmus podcast. I've been Faustus, your host, and thank you for your time.